Welcome back, everybody, to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. All right, Mark, does any rock artist have a more soulful voice than Greg Allman?
I'm not going to say nobody does, but very few. He's probably at the top of the list with his very distinctive voice.
Yeah, and as we all know, Greg and his band, the Allman Brothers Band, were one of the greatest bands of all time.
Yeah, and in my opinion, and I know you feel pretty much the same way, the best American band of all time.
Yeah, they're definitely in the team picture, but yeah, I could listen to the Allman Brothers all day. Well, Greg also had a good solo career. His debut release was the album Laid Back in 1973. Recording started in 1972, while Greg was doing double duty because the Allmans were putting together their album Brothers and Sisters.
So the song we are going to play today is from the Laid Back album, and it's called The Queen of Hearts. The Allman Brothers turned it down for their Brothers and Sisters album, but Greg used it on his. So the song pays tribute to Greg's wife at the time, Janis Blair.
Once I was glad, always happy, never sad, and every day seemed like Sunday.
Thank you.
Our next artist is Long John Baldry. He was a blues singer who made all the music rounds around London in the 1960s. He started the Alex Corner Blues Band Incorporated, which through the years had Mick Jagger and Jack Bruce of Cream as members.
He was also friends with Paul McCartney. You know that guy from the Beatles?
Of course. And don't forget Jim Wings.
Oh, yeah. And Wings. Solo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's had a good career.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Paul was a big fan of John Baldry, and he had him sing on the Beatles TV special Around the Beatles in 1964. That was in the UK. You can say that he knew people, that's for sure. Baldry formed a band called Steam Packet with Rod Stewart on vocals, and then he formed Bluesology with Elton John.
And at that time, Elton's name was Reg Dwight, but changed it to honor Baldry by using Baldry's first name, John, as his last name.
Elton John.
That makes sense. There
that
you go.
Sense.
Thanks
yeah.
for clearing that up.
That's all right. In 1971, Baldry released the album It Ain't Easy with Rod Stewart and Elton John, each producing one side of the album. From that album is the Stewart-produced song Don't Try to Lay No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll. It starts with a long narrative, so everyone relax and wait for the music to kick in with some raucous rock and roll.
Yeah, but listen to his narrative. It's really interesting.
It's cool. All right, here we go. John Baldry.
You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me. About 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. And I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things with a passing the hat round. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Wardour Street in Soho. And I got busted by the police. And this police came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor, collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there, as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this boogie-woogie music here you were talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework. It's a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh, what was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Wardour Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution, a year's conditional discharge, but I'll always remember that policeman and his boogie-woogie. So don't try to lay no boogie-woogie on the King of Rock and Roll.
Sister, 'cause all that out. And if you feel that you just can't dig it, you know you don't know what it's all about. It ain't a matter of power convince that's gonna justify your soul.
Enjoying their classic rock show on the mighty 101.5 FM WHRULP Huntley Community Radio.
Another one of my favorite bands is Chicago, and I got to tell you, to me, Terry Kath was the heart and soul of the band Chicago. I love the brass section of James Pankow, Walter Perezader, and Lee Loughnane, and the very steady drum work of Danny Serafin. The voices of keyboardist Robert Land and the bassist Peter Cetera was also excellent. But I always found the vocals by Kath to be more powerful and more bluesy.
Yeah, I agree, Jim. He was the soul of the band vocally. Their song, A Brand New Love Affair, Parts 1 and 2, has Kath singing the first part of the song in a very soulful way, and you can hear the Ray Charles influence in his singing.
And in Part 2, Cetera sings the part that really rocks out. Trombonist Pankow wrote the song and the brass arrangement, and it showcases Chicago at their best. So from their 1975 album, Chicago 8, that's the one with the cardinal on the cover.
Correct.
Is here their song, A Brand New Love Affair, Parts 1 and 2.
Wish I knew what was going wrong. Seems so very long since we left together. It's no good to be all alone when you've hurt a friend and you both feel empty. What I'd give to erase the pain. Will we ever make a friend? A brand new love affair. Seems to me we are both afraid that our love may fade and we just won't make it. Maybe soon we'll be friends again. Find ourselves and then really make it happen. What I'd give to erase the pain. Will we ever make the grave? Ooh, is it over? Or shall we try? Love affair.
I love that song.
Yes.
And again, Terry Kath with those vocals. My favorite Chicago is the original Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a big Peter Cetera fan, but, they just amaze me with the complex movements within a song, all these changes. Well, let's move on to another great musician, the piano man himself. Captain Jack is an anti-drug song by Billy Joel and is from his 1973 classic album, Piano Man. It is considered one of his best compositions, and I'm not sure why it isn't played more on the radio, but perhaps it's because Joel is tired of it and he doesn't play it anymore in concert.
And And Joel has a tremendous catalog of music. I mean, it's just amazing. And Mark, remember my friend, writer Lisa Torum? We were on the show last year.
Of course I know Lisa.
Yeah. Well, she has a new book out called Billy Joel, Every Album, Every Song. It has a lot of cool information about all the music he has put out during his 50-year career. I think I need to get an autographed copy, don't you?
Yeah, count me in. I want my own copy. So let's listen to Captain Jack, which I'm sure Lisa will have a lot to say about in her new book.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? So you've got everything, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. But Captain Jack can get ask your pa, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long.
Well, it was Billy Joel playing Captain Jack. Well, that's our show for today. Please listen each week as That Classic Retro brings you the most memorable music of all time.
Easy for you to say. Yeah. Hey, Mark, today was a lot of fun. I love playing songs that you don't hear much on the radio, or even play at home, or even in the car. This is what Deep Cuts is all about.
Yeah, and that's what our job is here at That Classic Rock Show. On the mighty 101.5 FM WHRULP Huntley Community Radio.
And folks, you can listen to us doing our job every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. And you can listen to our archive shows anytime by going to the station's website.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Okay. Well, Jim, I wish we had more time because there are so many songs we could have played, but we're going to do more of these deep cut shows. So, hey, Mr. Eggers, can we have a two-hour show?
He's shaking his head. So,
yeah.
And he's giving me a squinted stare.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, I guess we'll have to make do with an hour show, and we'll just do more shows like this.
I love it. Okay, we're taillights.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.